Welcome to Incandescent Tarot, a podcast exploring how to integrate tarot and spirituality with everyday life. I'm your host, Gina Wysotsky. Join me as we tackle big questions like how to work with intuition, just why the tower is so intimidating, and what it means to develop a spiritual practice in this wild modern world. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our reading for June of 2023. We are here again with a fresh set of cards, and you'll be spared my usual exclamations as I turn them over live as we record, because we have a new ritual going on for paid subscribers of the Substack, where you get a preview of these cards. So I draw them beforehand, I turn them over, take a picture, send them to the subscribers so you can sort of see what is coming along the pipeline for the next month. And to be honest, then I kind of promptly forget about them until I do this reading. So they are relatively fresh, but you just won't hear me oohing and aahing as I turn them over and do the reading for the first time. So here we go. We have a really interesting array here. It is surprisingly gentle. And it's not to say that last month wasn't gentle. I think last month was more of a reading where life was demanding of us that we take our peace and healing and cultivate a gentle atmosphere for ourselves. That was the task, and it was a formidable one because we had the star as our main card, and that's a major arcana card, so it shows us really directly grappling with something larger than ourselves, this need for sanctuary, for inspiration, for a spiritual connection. And I think we have a major arcana card in play this month, but it is a bit more of a circumstantial card. It is not as hands-on, which, you know, I'll say it as a bit of relief. So what we're dealing with in this month of June is much more quotidian. It is all about finding a sense of fulfillment and freedom. Those are kind of our two major themes in our everyday life. So let's dive in here and talk about these specific cards. As always, you'll find a photo of these, this reading, on the Substack, so you can hop over there and look at them for yourself. But I will be talking about their images and giving you some descriptions as we go along as well. So, the color scheme is so pretty. I just got distracted looking down as I'm reading for you all. But we start off with our theme for June, and that is the Six of Pentacles. This card is such a strange one in that it is a little mysterious. The things that Arthur Waite wrote about it. So this is one of the major creators behind the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, which is the one that I use in my practice. It's sort of like the grandmother of modern tarot that most subsequent decks are based off of using the same system. So this card has an interesting image, and you can read more about it. I just revisited Rachel Pollack's other main tarot book. I'm going to reach over right now. Look at the title for y'all, Tarot Wisdom. Very straightforward. And it's sort of a follow-up to her seminal, I hate that word, but we're using it, tarot book 78 Degrees of Wisdom. So anyway, I've actually been getting the Six of Pentacles in a lot of readings lately, and I was doing my usual spiel about it, and I feel like this happens a lot with tarot, where you're like, you have a comfortable understanding of a card, but after a while, it sort of comes up again and again. There's like a season where it's particularly active, and you think, okay, I need to tease this apart a little bit more. There must be something here. Anyways, I went to that book to see what she had to say about the Six of Pentacles after having written 78 Degrees of Wisdom, which was written quite a while ago. In any case, it was kind of funny because her description of it is like, yeah, this card is weird. You know, Arthur Edward Waite writes it as like, it's like a person in the guise of a merchant. So if we look at the image, it is this figure standing there wearing quite a lot of sumptuous layers They have a interesting headdress, boots. They are accessorized, and they are holding a scale in one hand, and their other hand is outstretched towards these two beggars who are in the foreground of the card. And there are coins cascading out of this person's hand towards one of the beggar's upturned palms. Sixes in tarot are all about balance and harmony. So this is an interesting depiction, and we can say, and a lot of people have, that this depiction reads differently in our modern era. I think for me personally, when I look at this, I see a power imbalance. But the divinatory meaning of this card is really about harmony in our finances, harmony in our material lives, collaboration even. So it's important to think about the intent behind the card and try to balance that with our sort of visual language today and the connotations that the image might kick up for us that weren't not necessarily intended to do that when they were created in 1909. So this is an interesting card, very nice long spiel to say that this is an interesting card to have in the center of our month. And if we were to look at it from, you know, the bird's eye view, and when I do that, I would say that this is really a time for us to consider how we are achieving balance in our material lives. And yes, this does have to do with finances. Pentacles are also known as coins, and there are actual real coins featured in this card too. So it will be a month where any effort to try to gain a better understanding of our resources and how we are spending them, how we are giving them to others, how this all is starting to get into a more stable place. If it's not necessarily there yet, what can we do to achieve that stability? And if we are close or maybe have arrived at some goals, thinking about what position that puts us in to give back, because there is some higher themes of reciprocity and justice that are also contained in this card. But I did want to talk about the weirdness of it. So, you know, that sentence, in the guise of a merchant. It's not just saying, oh, this person is a merchant. Are they disguised as a merchant? Is there some sort of subterfuge or deception happening? Or perhaps even play acting? Because you'll notice in this card, there is a double line. They're all standing on this beige ground. And there's two lines before you see trees and this little castle kind of peeking out in the background behind the scene. Now, people have written about this. Pamela Coleman Smith, who was the illustrator of this deck, was also really involved in the theater. So there's a theory that these cards are stage cards. There's several others in the deck as well, and we have another one here today, which we'll talk about momentarily. So is there some part of our relationship to money, to finances, to taking care of our material selves, and that can also extend to the body? That is a big part of the Pentacles suit. Things you can see, touch, feel. What is here? What are we working with? Some part of doing that may be a bit theatrical. We might be putting on an act. We might be disguising ourselves as something that we're not. So I would be interested this month to really look at that. Is there some part of this relationship that we have to our resources, to ourselves, our physical selves, our money, that is a bit put on, for better or for worse? Some of us that might be helpful to step into, like if we don't feel naturally comfortable with occupying these roles, like embracing that, fake it till you make it. Or is there something that feels artificial that we need to pay attention to so that we can step away from it? As I am talking right now, I'm realizing that this is a pretty meaty reading, and I think I'm going to have to just try and edit things down, which sometimes doesn't happen. Sometimes we get a very linear or very clear and concise message. This one is a very kind of juicy knot. That's disgusting, and I'm sorry, but I said it. but it's a tangle that I'm really kind of intrigued by. I find it very exciting. Okay, so we're going to talk a bit more about the Six of Pentacles as we go through this. But I really want to jump ahead to the card that is on top of it, which is our card to represent the environment. What are the waters we're swimming in like this month? And they are turbulent. It is the Wheel of Fortune. That is our card that is describing what we're contending with. Now, I think this is actually kind of helpful chaotic energy, but we will have to be aware that anything we are really attached to, especially when it is tied to the Six of Pentacles for us this month, try to, you know, loosen those attachments a little bit, because it's likely that things are going to change. So if you feel like, oh, I have this system down pat, it's wonderful, it's working, there's some change that's going to happen. Planning for some shakeups will be helpful. And also really opening ourselves to the magic of disruption. And I sound like a tech founder here, but the Wheel of Fortune is really a card that says nothing stays the same forever, and kind of buckle up, because here we go, a new cycle is starting. Now, our next half of the reading deals with our challenge and our opportunity for June. So this is a kind of funny one. We had a similar pair. These are totally different cards, but we had a similar dynamic going on last month, where we had the Seven of Swords as our challenge and we had the Four of Cups as our opportunity. And these cards are also very different. So I found that contrast extremely helpful as I was going through May, to be like, ooh, I'm doing a Seven of Swords maneuver. I really need to chill out and try to embrace the Four of Cups. So for June, we are really drawn to the Queen of Swords. Our challenge is going to be wanting clarity and direction. And I am so struck right now by the body language in this card. So the Queen of Swords is in profile and they are facing to the right. And they're seated in this really lovely carved stone throne. And there is a wall of clouds on the bottom third of the background behind them. And then blue sky on top with a cute little, you know, seagull like you would draw as a child. Just those little boop, boop. So there's one bird far away. And this person is in profile, staring to the right. They're holding a sword in their right hand, completely upright, pointing to the sky. And then their left hand, I don't know why this is making me laugh so much, but it's sort of pointed out with the palm facing us, the readers, in this like ta-da gesture, or like, here we go, this is the way. That is not the way. That's not the way or the expectation to have for our experience this month. Clear-cut paths, epiphanies, obvious answers, that's not on the menu. And we're going to have to get out of our thrones and get messy, run around, try things, and also get out of our heads if we want to really engage with and enjoy the chaos of the Wheel of Fortune. And I would say the opportunity of maybe even finding a situation with regards to our Six of Pentacles lives, our resources, our kind of physicality, how we're spending our time. There's something better, or something that fits us better, but it is kind of outside the realm of our current experience. We're going to have to really put ourselves out there and try something new, and it might end up being really, really delightful, because our opportunity card is the Four of Wands, and this card has really been important for me lately. I'm having to do a lot of restructuring of my life. And I look at this reading and I'm like, I relate to this, especially the Queen of Swords. I really like having a plan. I really like being able to explain things, explain myself, my motivations. But I have been thinking a lot about the importance of space, freedom, flexibility, and community in terms of structure. So I think a lot of the time, I'll speak for myself, when I am looking to plan something out, I want to do it in a theoretical place first, and then enact it in real life. All of the Wands cards are not like that. They're kind of already doing something first before they realize that it's working. And similarly, this month, we're really going to find a lot of gratification and opportunity in just trying things and paying attention to where we feel lit up and inspired, and then just putting more of our time and energy there. See what happens. The Four of Wands is all about building an open and inviting and delightful place for yourself to flourish. And it's not just you alone. So that's an interesting connection that we have here. So we start our reading, our main theme is in the Six of Pentacles, and there are people in this card, multiple people. There is our merchant, air quotes, with their really nice house coat, and then these two beggars. But the relationship depicted here is not an equal one for whatever it's symbolizing, you know, whether we're talking about the more old school look of like, yeah, this is a dynamic that we recognize, you know, of course it's good to give to others, or something that we're seeing with modern eyes of being like, I don't like this inequality. But regardless of how you're interpreting it, there is a clear delineation. There's separate roles here. And when we look at the Four of Wands, there are also people there. It is a social card, and we see framed in this structure of four wands, there's a garland of flowers and fruits draped over the top. So it's like this little bower outside. And in the center of it, it's framing these two people who are holding bouquets aloft in the air. They're in front of this castle. And in the background, you can see a group of people who appear to be dancing. So it's this very celebratory, beautiful image. Some people tie it to marriage, but I really see it as going outside of the established way of doing things represented by this castle and sort of celebrating coming together on the margins, having the audacity and the courage to create a structure that is maybe not completely impermeable, but is making space for joy and connection because of that. So this is where a lot of beauty is happening this month. And so you can guess ways to go about this, you know, inviting people into your life, being really mindful of the work and the sort of importance of celebration that is tied to the communities that we're in. So investing both in showing up and doing things, wands are all about action, but also making time to really lavish appreciation, support, celebration with and towards the people that you're collaborating with on any level. So that is a really beautiful place for us this month. And I do think that this reading is not giving us, it's a very integrated reading. It's not giving us stark opposites to deal with. Like, sure, some of these energies are maybe not 1,000% complementary, but I like that this month is more about sort of smoothing the edges, blending between different sides of ourselves, our lives, and allowing our experiences in the past to inform our present, but not being judgmental of them. So going back to that Six of Pentacles, there's no need to feel guilt or, you know, stifling guilt or upset around maybe the need to have a layer of protection, sort of taking on the role of either the giver or the receiver, and finding some, you know, soothing your anxiety and being like, oh, I'm the person who's helping someone, or I am the one being helped right now. That maybe is a helpful way to have some compassion, because we're coming into a new phase where we have the opportunity to, with this Four of Wands, be a lot more dynamic and open and collaborative. And I think that there is something to be learned about the interplay of those two cards. So thinking about where you fall on the spectrum, how have you viewed help and collaboration, especially materially, in the past, and how have those views changed? And I would look to your actual lived experience here. The Queen of Swords is our challenge card. You know, we probably want to think about it first or let the thought guide us, but really our experience and our actions, past actions, people's past actions, those should be the guiding forces this month. So a little practical advice as we sort of steer through this, because the Wheel of Fortune can sort of be like a storm that we have to navigate through. And so thinking about like what compass are you using to navigate this moment in your life, you know, where we're aiming towards is the Four of Wands. So thinking about situations and places that feel enlivening, have possibility with them, where you can share joy as well as sorrow with other people, really letting that guide you through whatever the Wheel of Fortune ends up representing for you this month. Now, I will say the Wheel of Fortune can also be good. It can also be good luck, things happening surprisingly that you don't see coming. So, you know, it's not all chaos and disorder, but it definitely, as our environment card is saying, that lots going to happen in June, and where can we situate ourselves? What can we be aiming for? What can we have as our center while things get a little wild and we start to get dizzy from all of the change? So this is a reading that I could just talk about forever, apparently, and I am going to start to wind things down. But I did want to touch on the fact that we have two stage cards here. So in addition to the Six of Pentacles, the Four of Wands also features this double line, as if the card is occurring on a set. So I do wonder here if there is a theme of performance, and I don't necessarily know where that falls on the scale of things. I think maybe looking to the Wheel of Fortune, like seeing where we're getting deposited as the storm subsides, will be helpful. But I also think there is something interesting here about like, we might need to take the stage this month, really show up in our lives, embrace the fact that we're part of some weird grand play of humanity, and that we do have roles that we occupy, because this is such a social reading. And the Queen of Swords is a card that wants to gain distance with abstraction, and that can be very helpful. But not this month. This is our challenge card. So I think this is really a big invitation to dive in to participating in life, to not overanalyzing things, and also to recognize that we're all part of the play and we can lean into that, and doing so might find something really enriching and intriguing, and also not talk ourselves out of being a part of things. So I think that's a lovely note to end on here. As always, please follow along. If you want to subscribe to the Substack, you can get access to a monthly check-in video and a wrap-up video at the end of the month. And there's also just a lot of fun stuff over there. Thank you, as always, for being here. You can comment on the reading as well. I love to hear from you all. And we'll be back next month for middle of summer. Until next time.